Maseches Peah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud, 4:10. We now move on to a new mitzvah, the mitzvah of Leket. The Torah says in Vayikra Yutes, Pasuk Tes, first it talks about the mitzvah pay, which is covered. It says, Uvakutrechem es ktsir artzechem, when you reap the harvest of your land, lo sechale paas sadcha liktsor, you may not reap all the way to that, to the final edge. That's the mitzvah of peah, the lo sase. The second part of the pasuk says, "Veleket ketzircha lo slaket," and the leket of your reaping, you should not collect for yourself. So leket here means the, as we'll define in the Mishnah, stalks that fall during the reaping process. The second, that would be the lav, the prohibition against taking these stalks that fall during the harvesting process, and that's the first of the two mitzvahs of leket, which we're going to discuss right now. The next pasuk says, "V'charmacha lo se'olel, uferet karmacha lo se'laket, la'ani v'lager ta'azov osam, ani yishem lokeichem." It first talks about two more mitzvahs we will get to later on in the Masechta, of collecting the olos in your vineyard and the leaving of peret of the vineyard. We'll describe it also later on. You may not collect. And then it says, as a mitzvah ase for all these things, meaning peah and leket and olos and peret, you should leave them la'ani v'lager tazovotam. You will leave them for the impoverished person, the poor man, and the convert. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm the Lord your God. So that's a mitzvah ase of the different things. So now we're talking about the mitzvah of leket, which is really two mitzvahs. The lo sase, the prohibition against collecting stalks of fall during the harvesting process, and the mitzvah ase of leaving them for the poor. As we said, just like when it comes to peah, because it really is the exact same din when it comes to peah, it's the same psukim. You are not allowed to harvest the end of your field when it comes to peah, but if you did, you still must return the portion that belongs to the neim and fulfill at least the mitzvah ase of giving it to them. Similarly, it would be with leket, that you're not allowed to pick up those stalks that fell, but if you did and violated the law, you still could do the mitzvah ase of giving them their fair share by giving them back the leket that you illegally collected. In any case, the Mishnah will define leket. It says, Eizahu leket, what constitutes leket? Hanosher b'sha'as ha-katsira, that which falls at the time of the reaping of the grain. For example, hayakotzer, if one is reaping the grain, katsamalo yado, and he reaped, meaning he cut grain that was a handful, lo yado. Or leket would apply to other things, like, for example, onions and so. So if he was talash malo kumtso, he uprooted from the ground a handful, a kometz is a, it's called a fistful. The kamit says how much you hold, you know, how much you hold in your fingers. So you, he was talash malo kumtso, a handful, fistful of onions, let's say. And then he drops them. But why? He kokotz, he gets poked by a thorn. V'nafel miyado la'aretz, and the stalks or that were in his hand or the onions that were in his hand fall to the ground. So harei hu shel bal habayis, those stalks or those onions, etc., belong to the bal habayis, the owner of the field, meaning they don't go to the neim, they are not leket. The reason why is because the pasuk says leket ktsircha, that which was falling from your harvesting, your reaping, which means if it fell not because of your normal course of reaping, but rather from some exogenous, some outside cause, like a thorn poking your hand, etc. So then that doesn't constitute leket, and you are allowed to take it for yourself. On the other hand, tocha yad v'tocha magal la'aniyim. If, in the normal course of reaping, you had in your hand, tocha yad, within your hand, you had the stalks. And now what happens is when you reap, the way that one reaps grain is by using a sickle, which is like a curved knife. You can think of the Communist Party's symbol of the curved knife there. So the way it works is in one hand, you hold the stalks attached to the ground. And with the other hand, against the pressure of your hand, you will cut those stalks with that sickle. So that which falls, which was in your hand and within the circular blade, the inside blade of the sickle. And yet those stalks fell because accidents happen when you release pressure in your hand, whatever it is, and those stalks fall. Those are the leket, which is the property of the aneum. On the other hand, if the stalks that fell to the ground were achar hayad, that is to say, they were outside on that back side of your hand, so you never actually gripped the stalks, you just knocked them over with the back of your hand. Or achar hamagal, if the blade never cut on the inside, cutting edge of the blade never cut against the stalks, but rather the backside of the blade knocked the stalk over. So since that isn't part of ktsircha, not part of your harvest, it's some extraneous thing, it just got knocked over in accident by your hand or by the back of the blade. So that's not the reaping process, and therefore, labal habayis, it's not leket, and therefore the owner of the field, the people working in the field, can collect it up. The Mishnah says, what happens if it's on the line, so to speak, a liner? Rosh hayad v'rosh hamagal. What happens if it's on the... literally means the head of your hand, but it means the tips of your finger. So it wasn't exactly in, you didn't have a good grip on it, but you had a, you know, the fingertip touched it. Is that considered to be in your hand or behind your hand? And similarly, Rosh Hamagal, the sickle being curved has like a tip. So what happens if it's like the tip of the sickle poked and knocked over the stalk? Does that constitute being within the sickle and it's part of the tzira process? And therefore, it is going to be leket, or no? That's really got the din of being like the back of the blade and knocked it over, and that it's not part of that process, and it should be for the baal habayis. That's a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yishmael omer la'aniyim. Rabbi Yishmael says it is leket, and the aniyim get it. Rabbi Akiva omer la'baal habayis. He says no. If it's on the line, a fingertip or the tip of the blade, then it belongs to the baal habayis. It's not leket, and the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva that it's to the baal habayis.